and they can jay kar lena, garud ko vijay kar lenge, they can defeat garud. Garud is very shaktishali, very strong, but when they will drink nectar, they will become so much and they can defeat garud. So he told to Banita. Banita told to his son, "See, at once fly away to heaven and defeating Indra soldier, he took away that pot in which Amrit was, nectar was surakshit." From there he come and sat going to Rasatal, Nagalok. He sat here in this tree.
This tree,
Kadam tree. Yes. Huh? And he sat for a moment to Haridwar, Prayag, Nasi, Ujjain. But there very few minutes. And here he took rest that this is Vrindavan and thought that Krishna is my master. He will come in Dwapar Yuga and he will do some, and here my old Shatru,
old enemy,
Kali will be defeated by Krishna, who is now living in Kaliya. By my force, for my bhai se wahan rahata hai. Piche, ab batlayenge piche. So he thinking Krishna bhavishya ka lila, future past times, she sat on the branch of that kadamba tree. Let this be finished here. This is story. Garuda was sitting with nectar on the top of this tree, and that is why when Garuda came from Kali came from Ramanak Deep to this place. Why this place he came selected? Because anywhere where Kali will go, Garuda will go there and eat him. So he wanted to go in a very escaped place where he cannot go. He has heard from Narad Rishi that in Vrindavan, in Kali Hara, there is a sovereign Rishi. And he was doing tapasya for 10,000 years without any cloth, without sleeping, always standing in the Jamuna. Whether it may be winter season, warm season, Vasanta Ritu, any time, without taking anything. One day Garuda came there. After so many years after, that story was Satya Yuga. And this is in Dwapar Yuga. Now I am telling. Garuda came there and sat on that very tree and saw that very big fish, male fish, is doing
playing
with her wife and children. Garuda at once fled and took that most beautiful male fish and went on the tree and began to take it. Then all her wives and children were bitterly crying and went to Rishi that in front of you our husband has been killed by Garuda. Then he at once told Garuda, "Don't come again in this place. If you come, your head will be at once cut down and you will be finished." Guru began to laugh. He is only a sadhak, karmi yogi. And Garuda Bhai, parikar of Parshad of Narayan, no harm. He only laughed. Narayan took his offense so very. At once he created some calm in the heart of Sovri Rishi. Calm, you know? Calm Nabhati. At once Sovri left that place and went nearer by. There was a king, you know, Mandhata by name, Ram's dynasty. Upward. Mandhata has 50 girls to be married, not married. And they are very, very beautiful. Sovri went, he has heard, he knew that he has so many, Mandhata has so many girls. If I can go, my wish will be fulfilled. And he went and proposed that you should give me your one daughter to me, I will marry. He became very sorry. If I am giving my daughter to this old bogus rishi, he is very old, it will not be suitable for my daughter. My daughter is very beautiful, he is old. He is ugly, he is like very lean and thin and black.
Yeah. Ugly.
Ugly. These ears are white, these are white. Yeah. He told that he, unhone bahana ba, pretended that you should come tomorrow and I will call a Swayambara. You know Swayambara?
For a meeting for the
What?
For each call, one meeting
for the So you should come tomorrow. Sovri Rishi thought that this king is very rajnitigya and very wise. So he wants to rebuke me and he does not want to give his daughter to me because I am ugly. Then he told to king, oh king, you are very rajnitigya, very clever and you want to humko thagna chahta hai maine, you want to cheat me. Achha. One thing, you should take me to your Raj Bhavan at once. I want to see your daughters only. I don't want to marry. If they like, then they can wed me. Otherwise, I don't. I want only to see. King at once feared. Feared means?
Became afraid.
Afraid. Because he can do abhisambhad, so he took away the Sovri Rishi to his palace. The girls were seeing all that there are 50 girls, very beautiful girls. When he went there, Sovri Rishi, he became at the age of 16, as a Rajkumar. Rajkumar means king's prince. Very, very beautiful. So much garlanded and so much sweet. Seeing at once, they told that we don't delay. We cannot delay. We want to at once
marry him.
King, yes, you can do it. Then Sovri married all these girls. And with them in separate 50 palaces, more than Indra. He lived together with all wives for 1,000 years. Now his race was 30,000 years. 10, 10, 10. Mm. Then after 10 years age he came to yes. Tapasya and 10 years
Tapasya.
And 10 years now, yes. 10,000.
Yes.
3, 10,
yes.
30,000 years. One day one wife told that, oh, it is sunset time. You should do Gayatri. Oh, sun is going to set. My son is also going to set. I am too old. 3,000 years my age has gone in vain. 30,000. Oh, I will not waste any time. So at once came out of his Raj Palace and went away again Vrindavan and with the Sangha of Sadhus. He left the tapasya, everything. Now he was doing Harinam, chanting Harinam, and doing bhakti, sadhana. And he became Vaishnava. Here, so Kali knew that here Garuda cannot come, so he came here. At that time, Savri was also there. Not there. Not there. So when Kali came, by the course of Garuda or Narayan Swayam, Savri went from that Kali, that Harada,
yes.
And Kali with his whole family came, and whole water became
poison.
No bird can fly upon that pond. They all come down. No one cows or any beast or any man, any cow, any calf can come nearer to this place. No tree was there. All became dead. But only that tree was very green. Because Guru taking nectar has stayed on the benches of that tree. Wife told that he wants to take water. One day before, that Leela was, Kaliya Daman was done. Oh, we want to take water. Fair water. They don't ask Krishna. They went away without asking Krishna. And when they went near, they became mucha. Senseless became. Cows became all senseless. Krishna said, where are my friends? Where are my cows? They are not returning. So he went forward and said that all are dying. He went at once, saw towards them, and nectar came from his eyes, and all were again up. And they went with Krishna. Krishna was thinking, oh, Kali should not stay here. And this heart should be very clear and very pious. No beast and etc.
Yes.
Next day Krishna came with all his friends and cows nearer to this place and told his friends, oh, I am going to this tree. Why only this alone tree is green? All are dead. I think that Garuda had came with nectar on the branches of this tree. Anywhere a drop of the nectar will be surely on the lips of this tree. So I am going to collect nectar from the tree. You should wait me here. Why, he told, if I am not telling, they will run away with me and all will come and all will be dead. So he checked all these boys not to go there, and he warned them not to come with any cow, that any cow cannot come here. So you should do like this. Krishna went to the tree and he told that, I will come just now. Wait a little. If it is vilamba, If it is late, you should still watch and wait for me. He at once ran away to that tree and climbed on the top of the tree, that very tree. And from here he jumped up. The water went a mile up and 4 miles hither and thither. Kali was at that time sleeping. He arose. What is going on this? Krishna began to swimming by
keeping his legs
on the water level.
Splashing.
Not smoothly like this, but doing this and this was plain. At once Kali came and caught hold of Krishna there. And all other things you know from Srimad Bhagavat. So this place and this tree, Kadamba tree, is that very Kadamba tree. Now this same tree is there. This is the Kali Harada Kadamba tree.
In bhakti culture, one Vishaya and other aspect. Vishaya means Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and enjoyer of everything. Only he is. But how to give joy to Krishna by services? Srimati Radhika knows. We are not enjoyed. So how to enjoy Krishna can tell? How to enjoy anything? But we don't want this. So you will have to serve Srimati Radhika. She will give the idea how to serve Krishna. Krishna will not tell. How we can please Krishna? Krishna will not tell. Srimati Radhika will tell. Because he is Ashray of Priti. Ashray means... Understand? Radhika serves him every way. Tumhate me sukha khale, tumhi asle na suye thagle. Era sab pahunche gal.
Pakara se aarambh hoye, pashtay.
Ki korbo ami. Amar dekhbar samay holo na je to boi toi dete. কি আমি বলেছিলাম কি বলবো
কোথা
দেখা হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ মান কৃষ্ণ কানেক্ট ও ভেরি গুড ভেরি গুড টু এভরি ওয়ান হি উইল সে ওয়েন হনুমান উইল গো অ্যান্সার ভেরি গুড ভেরি গুড অ্যান্ড সো মাচ ওয়েন অর্জুন উইল গো When Prahlad Maharaj will go, he will tell, yes, I appreciate you. When Uddhava will go, oh, you are all right. By your service, I am so much. When Siddham, Subal and all Sakha will go, cowherd. And play with Krishna. Oh, I am so much interested. You are so my life. And will have the neck of Sakha. Understand? When he will see Yashoda, he at once will fly away from Sakha. And he will sit in the laps of and arms of Yashoda. And will take in mouth the breast of Yashoda. And so sweetly he is enjoying there. And Yashoda is loving. But when we hear, Krishna will hear that gopis are in Vrindavan, Bansibat. He will tell a lie to Yashoda. You know? And he will cheat mother. I'm going to take bath in Yamuna. I'm going to cow herd him. And where he will go? Can you say? Bansibat as well. Why he will go? And what he will tell to gopis? Oh, you are my dearest. I'm servant of you. Especially I'm servant of Srimati Vyasa. No? So he will tell everyone, he will not dissatisfy to anyone. But he will not tell that who is my most dearest. To all he will cheat. He will tell that. You are my dearest, you are my dearest, you are my dearest. No? But Radhika will not cheat any. Gopi will not cheat. How to serve Krishna then? So we want to serve Radha and Krishna, Gopi Bhishma. So, and they can give us the method how to please Krishna. Krishna will not give. If he wants to give anyone, he will come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the bhav of Radhika. And he will install the color of Srimati Radhika's body. Having stolen two things, he will come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he can give anything. Krishna in the shape of Krishna, he will not give. He wants to take everything of everyone, but not giving anything. Understand?
Yeah.
And Radhika will give everything. How to serve Radha and Krishna? Gopis will tell. Gopis know how to please Radha and Krishna. So we should serve Gopi so that they can tell us how to serve.
How to serve the gopis?
He wants to know how to serve the gopis.
This is the main fact. This we want to know and to do. If anyone has the mood of gopis, you should go there.
That is you, so
no.
I'm here.
I have no mood. Today I have told something about gopis. He has told anything to you?
Very little.
I told you quite a bit on the way.
All very astonished when I told that.
But she doesn't want to hear from me. She wants to hear from you. Yes, very wonderful.
Very wonderful. If you will have that thing, you will be also wonderful. Krishna will search you where you are. So beautiful that thing is. How to serve Radhika? Gopi Sambhani. So we should be qualified to have all this. Take shelter of Vrindavan, take shelter of Vrinda Devi, take shelter of Purnima Devi, Yogamaya, Govardhan and Rivardhan. They will certainly give you that. The dust of Vrindavan can give this. And they will reveal you in your heart where to go and where to have this.
Thank you.
Have you read Jaiva Dharma? Have you?
Jaiva Dharma.
Try to collect. By and by, this will go up. You can have the books that he has. And by, read and come to me and discuss with us. Because he comes with Kamal Krishna.
Yeah, he knows everything.
But he type everything?
Yes.
Well, eventually, not yet.
She hasn't received yet, so she's worried. She will get. Do you want me to bring Madhurya Kidambani in English tomorrow?
Yeah, you have?
I have. Do you want that?
One copy, he should read Madhurya Kidambani first.
Do you want also that I bring some?
And if you don't understand anything, come to me. Ask me. I will help you.
Do you want me to bring a copy to here also?
If you see Krishna as he is telling, your mouth, nose, everything will be stopped. Because I cannot, how Krishna is lovely. I cannot tell. No? If your nose taking fragrance of Krishna, he cannot tell. And how it is, it has no eyes. So neither he can tell nor give any account. When you take Mahaprasadam of Krishna, he cannot see, his mouth cannot see, so he cannot explain. So his hurry at that time. But at the same time, by the mercy of Krishna, all at a time, all Indriyas, all senses can work at it. Akanta bolte bolte haram hoye gelo. Aar paas karwar amar sahas hoye. And what should I give you? Nothing.
Nothing.
Try to have everything like Radha Dasi. Up till now you are reading and hearing about past times of Valmiki Krishna and qualities of Krishna. Now you should go towards Srimati Radhika and go back. Right. So much joy is there, so much. Come when you have time.
As Sarup Goswami or Abhinath Das Goswami are farming the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, going to sometimes Radha Kundam, Shyam Kundam, Giriraj Govardhan, Yamadam, Varshana, Javar, Saket, Terkatam, weeping there, staying there one night, doing so many pranams to all these first times places, to their gurus, Vaishnavas, Navadvipa, and Parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, all service. These are outward. Going to so many pastimes places, offering merchant. And hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, serving their gurus and Vaishnavas, hearing first times of Krishna, as if they are sadhak. Sadhak, you know?
Yes.
And in inner worldly, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Lalita Adisha, how they serve their life Krishna. Understand? Sometimes having chamar, being like this, some beautiful flowers and leaves fan, sometimes ornamenting Radhika, sometimes cheating their husband and all other person, how to meet, consulting and giving idea to Radhika. Sometimes giving Tambul Seva. When Radha and Krishna are tired by doing Nitya, dancing, to do like this,